This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's airwaves are changing and you're invited for the ride. Rise Up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Paula Abdul and you're listening to Adam and Ginny on Rise Up on Joy 94.9.
Quarter past seven, 18 degrees in mid-city Melbourne, heading for a top of 36. Bright and sunny morning with a chance of showers.
Do you hear the echo in your headphones? Do we need to call the Beastmaster?
Hang on. Go through the corrections. Maybe it's just the water rats in the wires.
Oh, I should call the subdivision of our neighbours, or is it too dangerous this time of the morning?
Not if you take Canal Road.
Oh, it's just packed to the rafters right here, right now. You know, small claims, white wedding.
I know, I'm kind of tripping over my own radio samurai personality, to be honest.
We are living in a wonderland this morning. Joining us from the TV show is Grace Barnes, a.k.a. Brooke Satchell. Good morning.
That is the most impressive intro I have ever had to an interview. That's extraordinary.
We're trying to be all stealth.
And you even
casual.
Pulled out radio samurai.
Had to do that.
Pretty funny.
Had to marry it up. Now, Brooke, what's trending on social media at the moment, which I'll be talking about a little bit later, is replace a movie title with goat. Give me a couple.
Well, there's my favourite films of all time. There's the Rocky Goat Horror Show.
The Wizard of Goat. That would be funny.
Love a bit of Wizard of Goat. Goatzilla, I reckon, would go pretty well. That gives me a good visual.
Yeah, a big goat just walking through.
Look out, it's Godzilla.
Three men and a goat.
That's a good one. I've been watching you since I was like 16. Neighbours, my mum was like, you know, you eat your dinner, you do your homework, you watch Neighbours. And, you know, it was kind of a bribery thing going on.
We were just talking about this off air. I'm very impressed with that routine. Yeah. And I think you're onto something. Yep.
Back when Drew Kirk and Libby, what's her name?
Kennedy.
Kennedy, Libby, that's Kennedy. Right. Yeah, getting on.
From Oki or something, like something like, yeah.
At the Burrows.
Oki. Yeah,
Oki.
And he's like some rodeo or something.
Yeah. And that's how his character got killed off, right?
Yeah, I think that was just like out the back of Ringwood.
Near Natawani. But do you have to talk about that character a lot, even, you know, now you're on Wonderland and stuff?
Look, it's one of those enduring jobs. I mean, as it became part of your upbringing, we were in people's lounge rooms every night, and particularly at a pivotal sort of family time, dinner time. So we did become part of the furniture, and it very much, I mean, people have very strong feelings about that. That's where I think it's fascinating that television has such a stronger influence and greater power than, say, film or other mediums. And I think it's been downplayed over the years, but I think people are starting to wise up and see quite how powerful that actually is. And Neighbours is a perfect example of that.
Well, Neighbours celebrated, what was that, 30 years?
30 years,
30
yeah.
years.
That's a long time.
Well, we're 29.
Excuse me.
Aren't you 21? Didn't you have a
exactly.
Well, as a whole, as a collective. Yeah, happy birthday, by the way. I did say that. That's no mean feat in this industry, you know, by any measure. The fact that this program has lasted that long and it's gone through that many guises too, it's quite incredible.
And your journey on Neighbours too, obviously you took a break, then you went back into TV. What do you find rewarding about this journey, really?
The people. Actually, it's the catering and the people. The only reason I got
catering?
In... It's true. I'm sorry, but it's true. The only reason I got into
what
this industry...
Serve?
Holy shit. Pardon me. I promised I wouldn't swear.
Hey, food.
Oh, now that's the way to my heart. Yeah.
I did my first commercial at 15 and they had, like, you know, baskets of chips and focaccias and everything. I was like, you do this every day, so you get three meals a day with dessert. It's incredible. But it's the people. I mean, you're working... It's a bizarre alchemy making any sort of film or television, and there's so many variables and it just has to come together perfectly in that moment. So everybody gets that. Everybody's come into the industry from very different directions, and it's this weird hodgepodge bunch of people. Like Sideshow Carny folk. That's what we are. And
dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, and we're battling the elements and lack of finances or crazy god and goats. Like, and it's just trying to...
Those damn goats getting into TV production these days.
Well, you'd be surprised. And but you're spending, you know, up to 18 hours a day with these people under all sorts of conditions. It really gives you an appreciation for grit and determination and passion.
Well, stick with us. When we come back, we're going to chat about what's coming up in Wonderland on Channel 10 this season. And Ginny's going to probe Brooke.
Am I?
Yeah.
With a goat.
With a goat.
Hey, this is Kaz James, and you're Rising Up with Ginny and Adam on 94.9.
We're joined in studio by the very beautiful Brooke Satchwell from Channel 10's of Wonderland, who's talking about shoving kookaburras and goats in her letterbox.
Stuffed kookaburras. Yo, that's nice cuisine, isn't it?
Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree.
There was
no, it's in Brooke Satchwell's letterbox. Now, last week we were talking about bogans, and I've discovered that I'm a bit of an Aussie bogan. Yeah. What could top a bogan living in the southeast suburbs? Probably one from Frankston and Brooke Satchwell.
And I'm a meatloaf fan too. Hardcore.
You're from the Franger. You're
Frank
a Franger.
Frankganistan.
Is that the new name? Frankganistan.
I think it encompasses certain, you know, vibe.
Tonight on Wonderland, Grace's character, who you play, goes through a bit of a... Is Carlos and her heading for the end?
Well, we could call it the beginning of the end, really, yeah. I guess. They've obviously called time on their relationship previously, and Grace has always had the wrestle with the heart and the head, and curiously she's made the decision to step in and protect Carlos, even though they're not in a relationship, at a cost to her profession, or, you know, English Brooke, risking her profession, her professional integrity. And that involves them being in a green card, like a marriage of convenience, an arranged marriage, which is a curious thing to do when you've actually had a prior relationship with someone. I mean, clearly that is fraught with issues, which is exactly why the script writers wrote it, isn't it? Let's face it. But it is kind of interesting, and the fact that there is an integrity to their friendship and their relationship, it's kind of funny to watch them live at close proximity with this sort of, you know, these new boundaries in place and the stakes at the level that they are.
Arranged marriage, obviously, in Australia, we are, in fact, liberty-wise, we're lucky in that way where we have a choice to see pick who we want to marry.
Yeah.
Apart from gay marriage, obviously you can't get married.
Yeah,
when there's arranged gay marriage, and, you know, it'll be quite interesting. But, you know, overseas, you know, people have arranged marriages. What was it like for you from a Western point of view to kind of step into that? I know it was a green card arrangement, but an arranged marriage, was that kind of bizarre for you?
Well, I guess there is that question because, I mean, like we were just talking off air about the beauty of working in film and television. You spend this extensive amount of time, like more time with your real life family, with this production team. And I guess it's similar in that sense, is that level of intimacy and familiarity that would develop. Whilst you may not have certain feelings at the outset, obviously there's a development there and a greater understanding. And possibly because you're not, that intimately engaged, you have a better perspective of learning in learning about the person. So I guess it's kind of a curious path to travel with someone.
I'm a big fan of Wonderland. And I kind of think that you and Carlos were so great with each other, and I'm a little bit sad that it's not working out so well.
Oh, it's the magic of television, Adam. You're going to be all right.
You got me sucked in, and I'm going to be sitting here for the rest of the season going, come on, get back together. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Yeah, well, we're under the same roof. And my mum comes to visit at some stage down the track. And obviously we have to perpetuate the...
Not your mum from Frankston.
Not my mum from Frankston.
That would be
a little
hilarious.
Bit of a road trip. although, funnily enough, Glenn's mum actually plays his mother in the television show. So they got her on because they had to do like a Skype scene, and they got her to do, and obviously she speaks Brazilian, and they had her on, and then that role just grew over time. So she's come back and had quite a feature role in the program. So never say never.
One Skype call can lead to many, many things.
Well, see, at the moment though, Kate Raisin plays my mother on, and I don't know if you remember her from E Street. She was Sheridan with Sheridan and Wheels. So I was a little bit stoked about that.
That'd be a good question. If you could choose, Ginny, if you were in a TV show, who would you choose to play your mum?
Oh, Eva Mendes.
Ooh.
I'm a very young mum.
Yeah, yeah. There's a story in that, for sure.
She had me when she was five. That's fine.
I totally get, what's her name? Who played the grandmother in Rumour Has It? What's her name?
Oh, Shirley.
Shirley MacFarlane?
Yeah, yeah. She would
MacFarlane,
be great.
MacLaine? MacFarlane? So I haven't seen Rumour Has It. Which one's Rumour Has It?
With Jennifer Aniston and Kevin Costner.
Oh,
do we have time to probe you before you leave?
Do you? Yeah. All right.
I'm going to ask you five questions, Brooke. Yeah. Brooke, it's 30 seconds you've got to answer them.
All right.
Just standard guest protocol.
Standing
here.
By.
Question number one.
Yes.
Give me a quote from Jason Derulo. That's a great quote.
Thank you.
Question number two. If you can invite three people to dinner, dead or alive, who would they be?
Oh, Meatloaf's there for sure.
As a dish or the actual guest?
Both. Actually, my favourite, my triple-decker meatloaf sandwich I have on the Hume Highway. Every time I come down, I stop in Gundagai. It's like the highlight of my trip. But yeah, so we'd have Meatloaf and Meatloaf. I probably wouldn't need anyone else if he was there. No, just Meatloaf.
Just Meatloaf?
Yeah.
It's cool with me. Question number three. What would you do if you were a fish?
Oh.
What would you...
See, I most definitely would not go backwards.
That would be difficult.
Well, it would be very dangerous too.
Question number four. What is your shoe size?
Nine.
Question number five.
I love the fact that you didn't bat an eyelid over that.
No. It's going to move along.
And maybe they're also wishing I'm a gay man now because they're going, oh, a size nine. That would be fantastic.
Who would you turn gay
for? Well, I tell you what, we've got some, just if you were just going purely on an aesthetic level, Jessica Gomes. She's rocking it at the moment. The Australian model, she was just recently, she's been in the paper a lot lately, DJs.
Right.
Oh, she is a spunk and a half. She's, yeah. Now I'm at the end of this.
Brooke Satchwell, thank you so much for joining us. Catch her and the rest of the crew on TV. On TV. Yeah, definitely on TV. On Channel 10's The Wonderland tonight, 8:30 p.m. Brooke, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.